drowned in the raging sea. Drowned in the raging sea. What a gallant heart went down. Drowned in the raging sea. The wreck of the Mary Stoddard.
Recreating some of the events of Easter week, 1858. From eyewitness accounts. Realization by Anthony O'Hagan.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would expect that every possible avenue of rescue would be explored, because after all, it was visible from shore. I know it's a stormy time, but it was visible from Black Rock.
That's a terrible tragedy. And you know, that's that woman's second son. Now she's all alone in the world. How can a mother live with that? How can she deal with it?
Oh my God! Oh, those poor men out in the sea! Oh, it's dreadful. Oh, just awful. And the poor man from Black Rock out there trying to save them. Oh my goodness, I just can't even bear to think about it.
Mammy and Daddy took us into town to St. Patrick's to say a prayer for those poor men who died.
My mommy's going to have a new baby. If it's a boy, they're going to call it James Joseph.
Not if it's a girl.
Can't understand these men going out in rowing boats. What were they thinking of, or where were they going to put the people? Brave men they were, but mad in the head.
Very much a cross-section of the view from the streets as we pay homage to a very brave man who died along with other brave men in an effort to save the lives of their fellow seafarers. The station has been inundated all day with messages of sympathy ever since the news broke early this morning. We will be back again shortly with our studio guests to discuss the worsening situation on this, the most tragic day Dundalk has seen for many a year.
To be sold by order of the Turnpike's Abolition Commissioners on Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th of April. The whole of the Turnpike gates, implements and building materials, etc. on the several Turnpike roads between Banbridge, Newry, Dundalk, Dunlear, Castleblaney and Carrickmacross. For times, terms and conditions, consult your local newspapers. For all other details and inquiries, consult F. Gilmore, Auctioneer, 4, Earl Street, Dundalk.
At Kennedy's Boot and Shoe Warehouse of 11 Earl Street, Dundalk, you can get the best and cheapest work in town. One trial is all you need. Then judge for yourself.
Where? Kennedy's, Earl Street, Dundalk.
Where?
Number 11. New Seed Warehouse, 78 Clanbrassil Street, Dundalk. John Cox and Company, having fitted up the above extensive concern for the seed business, beg respectfully to call the attention of the public to their stock of garden, farm and flower seeds, all of which may be relied on with the greatest confidence. Nursery stock supplied to order. Catalogues to be had on application.
Do you know that we have just received a purchase of the most fashionable, first-class ladies' goods at R&B Pattison of Clanbrassil Street, Dundalk. Also, in our tailoring department can be found a selection of the most choice tweeds and other materials for gentlemen's wear. Pattison's, the name for quality.
Welcome back to Good Evening Extra on Friday, 9th of April, where we have been analysing the deepening crisis in our bay. There is a lot of shock, anger, disbelief, grief. Yes, I did say anger. at what has happened. Many people are unable to explain, unable to fathom out why such a tragedy, on top of another tragedy, was allowed to happen. We talked to John Connick of the Fishermen's and Mariners Society, the Shipwrecked Fishermen's and Mariners Society, earlier on in a Barrack Street studio, and I put those questions to John.
It seems Captain Kelly and Captain Hines must have cruised for two boats, and they set off from Dundalk Quay and got as far as the lighthouse, consulted with the lighthouse keeper as the best time to attempt to go across the bar, but it was 10 o'clock in the morning, it seems, and just to run a bit low water. But they set off anyhow, and great determination and strength were able to cross the massive seas on the bar and get out to the ship, which was aground over near the Fane River in front of Black Rock, about a half a mile away from the lighthouse. But when they got to the Mary Stothard, the weather was just too much. They couldn't get alongside her, so they abandoned the attempt and decided to run for Black Rock with the seas behind them. But Captain Kelly's boat caught a massive sea, and she was a light vessel, not like the other one, which was a heavier boat. She was just flipped right over, and they were all thrown into the sea. I believe some of the men drowned, including Captain Kelly.
There was talk that he took the wrong boat. He didn't take the lifeboat of the Pride of Erin. Is there any substance in that?
Oh yeah, he thought the lifeboat was too heavy, and that the smaller ship's boat, which was more manageable and a lighter boat, would be easier to row. He was right in that sense, but at the same time, the heavier boat was more suitable for the heavy seas. The lifeboat was like a feather, and it was just tossed around.
There is some talk around the town, there's a lot of talk, in fact, around the town, that he was overdressed. He was too much clothes on him, to put it nicely.
Well, it was inclement weather. It was the normal seafarer's clothes. He had long leather boots and a heavy overcoat. It was sensible clothes in one way, but once he went into the water, though, it wasn't... They didn't help him at all. They pulled him down.
So four local men are dead. What do you have on the... I don't know too much about the gentleman who died with Captain Kelly. I know the background of Captain Kelly very well. I didn't know him personally, but I would have travelled on the boat. I'd seen them around quite a lot. The other three lads are mysteries to me. I don't know who they are. Can you tell me just who...
Well, James Crosby was from Black Rock, who's a fisherman. The rest were from Dundalk. Hughes was from Quay Street, Garrett Hughes, and Murphy was from Quay Street.
Were they married? Do you know anything about them?
I don't really know, no.
No, we've heard the bad news, the tragic news of the deaths of Captain J.J. Kelly, James Joseph Kelly, and three of his compatriots attempting to rescue the crew of the Mary Stothard, an English ship aground in an Irish bay. The good news is that Commander Shankey from, is it Giles's Quay?
I know, he's actually chief boatman on Giles's Quay, Robert Shankey. He was able to muster a crew of local fishermen, and using a local fishing boat, they were able to launch from Giles's Quay. There was a slight moderation in the weather, and they made their boat seaworthy. They were able to sail out, drift down onto the vessel, and managed to rescue some of the people on board the vessel.
What about Captain Johns? Is he safe at the moment? Is he still aboard the ship? Do you have any news of Captain Johns?
Well, they got six people and Captain Johnson off the vessel, but Captain Hill and three others, there wasn't enough room in the boat for them, so they remain on board. Seems Shankey was able to bring the seven rescued people into Soldiers' Pine, deliver them there. Well, he actually brought them up to the quay. And
Radio Dundalk, 18.58, on the medium wave band.
Dr. Callan has held an inquest today at Cooley on the bodies of three men belonging to the sloop Endeavour, Endeavour of Amnoch in Wales, wrecked on Cooley Point this morning. Well, last night, in fact. Verdict, found drowned. I have just received a message. A number of people called up to say that Garrett Hughes was married with six children. Tragic, tragic. The other two lads were not married. We have had a call from the Scarborough Mercury. That's a newspaper in Scarborough of Yorkshire in England. The ship Mary Stoddart was registered in Scarborough. Apparently, the ship docked at Alexandria. Captain Avery Hill, had his wife aboard. When she left the ship, she was pregnant. It is very possible that she has had a baby by now. We ventured out as far as Black Rock today and we interviewed the captain of the Dutch ship which was wrecked just off Black Rock. The gentleman was in a state of shock and he read from a prepared statement.
I'm the captain of the Gebroeder Sellingen. I come from the Netherlands, from Gelrode, a place between the Netherlands and Belgium. We're coming from Nancy in France to Douglas to the island of Man with a cargo of wheat. But a storm bring me out of course. I don't know certain where I am. I am hailed by a paddle steamer, but I want to stay on my own course. What can I say? I was wrong this time. The ship is no more, and I am a captain of nothing. Now I must fill out reports to the owner and others. Thankfully, I don't have to make reports to mothers and children. Thank you. Hey jongens, we have another the andere kant op.
Joining me now in the studio, I have Peter Russell of the Dundalk and Midland Steamship Company. Good evening, Peter. Thank you for coming into the studio. I know you're extremely busy and extremely tired. Like John, you had a very, very busy day. A lot of people out there are anxious to know all that has happened. I would include myself among those people.
Good evening, Dermot. I'd like to just go back over the minutes of the meeting of last night's meeting concerning proposals made for the rescue of the crew of the Mary Stoddart. We looked at the possibility of sending a steamer to rescue Captain Johnson and his crew. And based on that, we decided that if the captains who were based in Dundalk at the time thought it prudent that we would send the Independence out on Friday morning to effect the rescue. And to help us along the way, the harbour commissioner, the chairman of the harbour commissioner, procured the tugboat, and the plan was there was to tow the other boats out as near as possible to the Mary Stoddart. We also had the Independence fully fuelled, ready to go at 4 a.m. When we looked at the situation at 4 a.m, it was decided that it was quite useless to send the Independence out in the morning. So what we did was we said we'd send the tug with the boats. As you know, Dermot, the engines of the tugs didn't work properly. Therefore, we had to send the boats out independently. And they went out, left the shore direct to head for sea. Now, the blankets and the stores that we had intended to send out with the boat were forwarded immediately to Black Rock. And the idea there was that they would wait the return of the crew from the boats. As you know, our attempt to rescue the crew failed, and unfortunately we had 4 deaths. We had Captain Kelly himself, James Murphy, James Crosby and Gerard Hughes. And I'd just like to take this opportunity at this stage is to express my condolences to the family and friends of the deceased. Now, it was a dreadful occurrence. It was a dreadful occurrence, and there really is total dismay among the town. And really, I do think that based on what we had available to us, the weather conditions, and the unfortunate thing of the tug not working, I think we did as best we possibly could.
Thank you for that, Peter. The day that began so tragically is ending on a note of hope. We pray that tomorrow the hope will turn to reality. We leave you now, not with our usual signature tune, but with a tune specially written for this programme, The Heartless Sea. Stay tuned to Radio Dundalk 18.58. This is Dermot O'Neill saying good evening from Good Evening Extra.
This programme was made with the support of Sound and Vision, Broadcasting Funding Scheme, a BCI initiative.